It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, studying the 17th chapter, Revelation chapter 17. And we're going to begin reading again with the 8th verse, and we'll read to the end of the chapter. So please that you open your Bibles, Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. That's 847-2717, area code 217. If you'd like to visit our website, it's at parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Revelation chapter 17, beginning to read with verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and another is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. Beast that was and is not, even he that is the eighth and is of the seven, goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and are chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou saw where the horse sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The ten horns which thou sawest unto the beast, these shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, unto the words of God shall be, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now we're going to stop reading there. We'll probably, hopefully, get to there before the day is finished. Well, let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can enjoy this precious time of study. I just ask that you'll show us your way and will and help us to know your precious word. Help us to see the power and the strength. Help us to realize and recognize that you are the only means of salvation that we have. It's the only means of salvation for eternal life, but it's the only means of salvation today. Today we need to know you and walk with you and possess that wisdom and that power and that strength. Please, dear Lord, I just ask that you'll bring multitudes today to you. We've opened your word. Your word is what saves. No man can save. No man can convict. The only thing man can do is take your beautiful word and present it, and then your Holy Spirit does the convicting, and Lord Jesus, you do the saving. And so please, please, many come. Father, I know that that's your plan and that's your wishes and that's your will. So please, grow us today, those that are saved, and save those today that are lost, that are listening. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at this eighth verse just a little bit, but we're going to just kind of begin. We have here, "And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder." And I want to identify here very clearly, those that do wonder will be those that do not know Jesus as their Savior. They're the ones that's going to be taken by this false leader. They're the ones that's going to be amazed by this, is those whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world. Now, I want to share with you just a little bit here. You think, well, they're just not one of the chosen then. Please, you study the Word of God, you will realize, you'll recognize, you'll understand that we go through time. Our God, time is nothing. Time is everything to us. But to our God, time is nothing. And from the foundations of the world, before the foundations of the world, our God looked down through time and recognized and realized the day that I got saved, the day that any individual that's been saved, every individual that's ever lived has had an opportunity of salvation. There is no one exempt from salvation. The only reason that they don't possess it is if they have not called on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They need to ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart and save them. They need to believe that. If you'll believe that, salvation is yours. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day you will have. And will your troubles go away? Oh, no. But you have one that has the power to go through those troubles. That's what you need. You need that one that possesses the power that carries you through the days of torment and the days of trouble. And you'll have that if you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. He gives you wisdom. And today, it's so sad because even many Christians are duped by many false religious leaders, many leaders of government. Many times, they are deceived by them because they have not searched the Word of God, studied, enjoyed the Word of God, and asked the Lord for wisdom and possessed wisdom to see right through these that are phonies, that are fake, and there are multitudes of them. And so I ask that you get saved, trust in Jesus, and then please be a student of the Word of God and look to the Word and realize and recognize the need for His wisdom so that you can see right through the phonies, the folks that put on a white robe, but they're as black can be. I want you to be able to determine that. I want you to be able to see that. Now, these folks here, that their name is not written, is because they made a decision to reject Jesus. It's not something God did. It's something that you did if you have rejected Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have done that. No one else. God has not done it. No one else has rejected the Lord Jesus on your behalf. It is you. Each individual is personally responsible for coming by faith and asking the Lord Jesus to come into their heart. So now, we have those that are duped, those that are deceived here. And so now we kind of begin, and this beast which John saw was, is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, then go into perdition. Now, the people of the earth will wonder at this sight. Now, again, these are lost. These are lost folks. The beast is none other than the Roman Empire. The greatest time of power was when Jesus was born and stood. This empire stood until the year 476 AD. Rome came into power, was really born in the year 753 BC. Didn't know you was going to get a history lesson today, did you? But since 476 AD, Rome has not been a world power. but it will become a great power immediately after the rapture of the church. That's the next event to take place in God's calendar. Each and every one will have an opportunity of salvation. And when the day comes, and that call, that trump sounds, and he takes his church out, that ushers in the seven-year tribulation. When that takes place, immediately this power, this kingdom, this Rome will be in power. It will be a 10-kingdom federation under the leadership of the beast. All the world will wonder at this mighty power. And again, who will wonder? It will be those that have rejected the free gift of salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last part of this, and it says, will go into perdition, be totally destroyed under the hand of the judgment, under the judging hand of the Lamb of God. This will take place in the future, but when that takes place, it will be by the hand of God will do this and send them right to hell, right to the lake of fire forever, go into perdition. So God's going to do that for us. Now we get to the ninth verse, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. What a statement. The seven heads, we're going to get understanding here. We're going to be taught here. That's what happens when you study the Word of God. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Seven heads, seven mountains, none other than the seven-hilled city of Rome. We have now this woman sits there. We're going to see that each time that refers to Rome. There are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. Okay, let's do the addition here. There are seven kings. So we have in the seven heads and seven mountains where the woman sits. Again, that is the seven-hilled city of Rome. Now we come down to the seven kings. Five are fallen and one is. Seven kings means different forms of government of the Roman Empire. Five are fallen, which are past forms of government. In this day, John's day, The empire had the imperial form of government. That is the one that is, as spoken here in the scripture. One that is not yet, but is to come, this will be the final form of the revived Roman Empire. Now, seven kings. Five are fallen. Five forms of this have fallen. One is, that was in John's day, and one is yet to come. That will be the final resurrection of the Roman Empire, and that is to come. Now, if we go back to chapter 13 here of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 1 and 3, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name blasphemy. Look at verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. You see what's coming to pass. Now let's look at the 11th verse of this scripture verse. And again, verse 10, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. We've just looked at that. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast, this is verse 11 of chapter 17, and the beast that was is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. Now we have the same doom here at the end, don't we? And go into perdition. Now verse 12. The 10 horns, we just read that in 13, verses 1 and 2, which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Now we have 10 horns, 10 royal persons. This horn represents or stands for power and refers to kings and their power. There will be 10 kingdoms and 10 kings. In the 13th verse, and these have one mind. They will receive all their power and authority from the beast, 1 hour with the beast. It signifies that they all receive power at the same time. They will exist all together. This time of reign is not 60 minutes. But during the course of 1 hour, the 10 Kingdom Federation is set up fully, united, and in agreement. That's what's coming. When the beast reappears onto the scene, he will appear in a 10 Kingdom Federation. We've looked at that. The Roman Empire crumbled in 476, but will be revived in a day coming in the future. The duration of the reign of these 10 kings will be determined by the reign of the beast. When he is destroyed, they will be destroyed. When the kings in name only, for they willingly bow down to the beast. Again, remember what we just read. These have one mind. And it's not that those are all in agreement with each other. That one mind is the mind of the beast. The beast, who will be the very power of Satan, is wrapped up in the flesh. It's literally Satan wrapped up in the flesh. Let's kind of take a little bit of a survey here, not a survey, but a kind of remind ourselves what's happening. The woman is riding on the beast. The woman is not pagan Rome alone, but it's really the Babylonian system. It includes Rome. The beast she is riding, seven heads, 10 horns. The woman, mother of harlots and abominations. Abominations here means something to detest, something that stinks. Is a teacher of idolatry, of false devotion. When people worship as God that which is not God, but a God of their own making. We gave that definition here a while back. Which is not God, but a God of their own making. This is a teacher of idolatry. This is one that is an idolater. The beast she's riding has seven heads. Now, this is, again, we're just kind of reviewing this. Seven mountains. This is where she sits. Rome. This is where she sits. It has been here, and in an established religion for 1,500 years. They have control literally around the world. They believe and speak the words that the Pope is the visible God. Now, I'm sorry, you won't find that in the Word of God. These seven kings, different forms of government of the Roman Empire. Five are fallen, one is. That's the imperial government, that was the one. And one is to come, that's the one that will be revived. Now, we come to the 10 horns, 10 kingdoms, 10 kings receive their power from the beast. If you'll remember, we read that again and again. These have one mind. absolute subjection to the beast, one mind. The beast, who will be the very power of Satan wrapped up in the flesh. We see this today, and it seems no one has a backbone. We're just puppets. Right now, we are being led like sheep down a path that brings the nation from its world power down to a third class nation. That's happening to us as Americans today. Is it the step towards this rule that's to come? I don't know. I know it will happen at some point in time. But we sure see it today, because no longer do we stand up as a mighty nation. No longer do we as Christians stand up as a Christian nation. We have been pushed back, and we have been said to be, we have to be PC, we have to be politically correct, and we can't stand upon the Word of God because we may offend someone else. My dear friend, I'm going to tell you, the only way that salvation can be had is to know the Word of God. I don't care what religion you're involved in. The only one true salvation is in Jesus Christ. Religion will not save you. I don't care who you belong to or where you come from. I don't care your color, your nationality, your religious background. I don't care. The only thing I care about is your relationship with Jesus Christ and Him alone. Don't tie it in to some kind of works. Your relationship with Jesus. You must come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him today. You must come and believe. And if you do, you'll possess salvation, and you'll begin to see the falseness of many of these cults and religions that are out there. And you'll see all these things that are coming. And as we find again the changing today of this mighty nation that we live in, the reason that we're losing power, the reason that we're losing this position of power and great wisdom is because we are becoming a non-Christian nation. We are becoming an ungodly nation led by many cults and many false religions. There is only one that is going to bring us out of this, and that's Jesus Christ. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we need to bow down to Him and Him alone. Come by faith to Him for salvation. Receive His wisdom and power and saving grace and begin to walk and serve Him. And we're going to see this nation pull back and be the great nation that God has blessed. He has blessed it not because of man. He has blessed it because man has bowed down to Jesus. And we begin to bow down to someone else and go into this idolatry that we were talking about earlier. We're going to continue to be a lesser nation in the world because we're losing power. Verse 14 tells us, these shall make war with the Lamb. You see what's coming? All these cults and these false religions and all these ungodly countries, those that reject Jesus Christ as their Savior, reject Christianity, those that reject will come against the Lamb of God. These shall make war with the Lamb. We have recorded here the final public act of the beast with his puppets and with his allies. Remember, all are going to be of one mind underneath him. This battle is described in Revelation 19, verses 19 through 21. And let me read this. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. These are those that their names are not written down in the book. And them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And verse 21, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I don't care how mighty and how strong and how much you curse God and how much you say that this is a lie, the birds of the earth are going to come and eat your flesh, because that's what the Word of God tells us. I just ask today that I hope it's not too late for you to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him as your Savior. They that are with Him are all the saved, as we have just read that. Now, verse 15, and He saith to me, the water. Now, let me finish first, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and are chosen and are faithful, and that will be me. Not because there's something special about me, only because I believed. And you can have that same gift. You can have that same opportunity if you'll just come by faith. We know that Jesus is the victor. You can all, and you will. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're going to go behind these kings and this beast, and you're going to join them, because you're going to destroy God. Once and for all, you're going to do away with God. No, you won't. The devil may be able to destroy this country only because people are willing to follow the devil instead of following the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're involved in any other religion, you're following the devil. It's just that simple. You're following the devil. And please understand that. I don't know how much simpler or how much clearer I can put that. But you need to come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him today so that you will know Him and He will know you. All you have to do is believe. Just believe. I ask today that you'll trust in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior. Believe it, and you're saved. Nothing else. There's nothing else to it. The Holy Spirit's convicting your heart right now. And if He is convicting your heart, I just ask that you say, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, forgive me, dear Lord. Save me, dear Lord. What a wonderful opportunity that you have, a wonderful opportunity. And we're just going to get started here with this 15th verse, and we'll be out of time. He saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest when the horse sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. That woman controls many multitudes of people. She wants the praise of people. Her love isn't to see a soul saved. Her love is gold. She has no care for the souls of men. Rome has never changed in the heart. Never. Rome has changed outwardly, and that's what man looks for, is that outward look. And Rome today has that look, and many people follow after the teachings of Rome. But you need to trust in Jesus. And if you've trusted in any other, and follow after anything other than, and you take the old King James Bible and you hang on to it and you study it and you search it, because it'll bring you life. It'll bring you salvation. No religion can do that. Rome can't do that. The Lord Jesus can. But not through Mary, through Jesus. It's got to be through Jesus. God looks on the heart. It's sad to say, Rome will have the same heart until Rome is destroyed. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?